Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A disturbing new report came out from UNICEF yesterday, and 3/4 of refugee kids they interviewed reported abuse or harassment by an adult on their journey. Rita Almunayer with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says they want to help displaced children get off the street, and they spoke with some refugee kids.
They said, "We want to go to school." And one particular boy, he said, wait, he went, took something, and he got me a school bag. And he said, "I carried it all the way from Aleppo." And then he opened it, and he said, "But look, it's empty."
Not all refugee kids can go to school, but to help, Sat7 channels offer children's education programming and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please pray for this unique ministry and learn more at missionnews.org. And Easter is a big deal in Russia. In fact, it's the country's most important religious holiday. As we head towards Easter, Sower International is asking churches to spread the word about their Baskets of Hope initiative. This project enables the local churches to minister to orphaned and needy children in a tangible way that also helps them learn about Jesus. Joanna Mangione of SOAR says it's a great opportunity for your church to demonstrate the unity of the body of Christ.
What's beautiful in that is, well, the partnership that grows from it, that these are our brothers and sisters in Christ, that these are other churches lifting up the churches in Russia who are doing this ministry.
Each basket includes a Bible along with necessities, snacks, and toys. Find resources to inform your church, raise sponsorship support, and to pray at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Join our social media network. Let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.